Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on March 25th, 2024. And not only is this a full moon, but this is an eclipse, a lunar eclipse. So this is big energy. So we're going to take some time and go through each life path number and what you might expect working with the energies that will be coming up around this illumination. Because this is an eclipse and it's much more potent, you could definitely be feeling those energies already. And this usually being an eclipse will start a storyline that will carry over for about the next 6 months, up to a year even. So whatever starts coming in for you around this time and definitely around the eclipse, pay attention to, because there's likely going to be more to the story that unfolds as you move forward on your journey. And these will be the potent themes that you're working with based on the numerology. Okay, so before we get into the forecast, this of course is a general reading. If you would like to know what energies you might be personally dealing with around this eclipse, or the year ahead, or just your personal numerology, please book some time with me. I would love to work with you and take a look. You can find my information in the description box below and book some time with me. All right, let's get into it. Life path number 6. So this eclipse for you all is highlighting the energies of the 15-6 and penguin energy. So of course, 6 is your own vibration, right? But you've also got this energy of the 15 that's coming in. Relationships are going to be center stage for you all. And of course, in astrology, this eclipse is happening in the sign of Libra. So that's not, you know, that's not unheard of, but you all are going to be working with it pretty extensively. Now, the energy of the 15 brings in this vibration of conditional love, where it is that we put conditions on ourselves or on others that we or they have to meet before we will love them, right? So whether we'll love ourselves or love the other person, we have conditions in place. And now this is a very human thing to do. So it's not like we break the cycle, you know, through one eclipse. However, this eclipse for you all is likely going to be sort of putting pressure on the areas where it is that you're showing up to those deeper relationships with a bag full of conditions. I love you if, I will respect you if, I'll show up for you if. And that again can have to do with ourselves. I will love you, speaking to yourself, if you lose 5 pounds, if you get that job, if you make that money, whatever the case may be, whatever we tell ourselves. And so this energy puts the pressure on showing us that we can actually step into a bigger vibration of love when we lose the conditions, when we release the conditions. And that can feel really unsafe. But this energy helps us to see that that is possible. And that actually when we have all those conditions is when we face the most challenges. And so I would say this is also going to be a time that it's going to show you where it is that you have very high expectations of self or others that may or may not be able to be met, and that it's likely that you need to manage those expectations of self and others. Where is it that you've set the bar so high that nobody could reach it, right? And sometimes that's a strategy. And so you just want to check in with yourself and make sure that you're not doing that with yourself or with others, because you will be disappointed. And this energy helps you to get into alignment with that, right? Where it is like, okay, I can have standards, of course, have high standards, but manage the expectations. And this energy helps to do that, or at least it brings it to light where it is that we've got high expectations. Or that we're sort of sabotaging relationships out of fear or whatever the case may be. Truth, honesty, acceptance are all sort of things that could come into light under this illumination that need to be dealt with, that really we need to be honest with ourselves, honest with others about what it is that we need, what we want, and then move through that, right? Also, acceptance as in meeting people where they are at, not where we expect them to be or where we want them to be, but truly seeing them where they're at and understanding that they are doing the best that they can in this moment. And we are either okay with that or we're not. And that would, of course, you know, lead to a deeper conversation. With penguin energy, this, of course, just again brings in this vibration of connections and relationships and soul groups, and just really this energy of focusing on your connections, your relationships, your deeper relationships. Are you getting out of them what you want to get out of them? You know, is the other person getting out of it what they want to get out of it? Is there an equal exchange of energy within this connection and reciprocity? So again, big focus for you all sixes on all things closest to your heart when it comes to love and relationships. And where is it that might need a little bit of spring cleaning in your area so that you can show up to those connections of your own, you know, for your own highest good, but also for the highest good of others and in a higher octave. So beautiful energy, but it can be a little bit sensitive and challenging as you're moving through it, but it's worth the work and worth the effort. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, sixes. Bye for now.